recklessness, generosity, love, humor, despair, understanding, love, humor.
This is Lee Hazelwood.
And Nancy Sinatra.
You know, some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna turn on
WGXC Macra Hudson Catskill.
Hey, cowboy, where'd you get that funny hat?
90.7 FM.
Tune in every morning at 5 a.m., 7 a.m., and 9 a.m. for all the local news from the WGXC newsroom, from the Public News Service, from the River Newsroom's coronavirus report, to interviews from our partner station WOOC in Troy. You'll also hear the better weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate every morning on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, your place on the dial for local news.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Dubin of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Pedro Snyder reports in the Times Union that tender dry conditions and the fluffy white seeds of cottonwood and poplar seeds are creating wildfires in the Hudson Valley. On June 1st, there were still wildfires in Gilderland, Rotterdam, and Schenectady, accelerated by the cottonwood and poplar seeds that have blanketed the ground. John Keimer, public information officer for the Westmere Fire Department, said, and I quote, "If it ignites this snow-like material, it takes off. It's like gasoline," end quote. Little to no precipitation has fallen locally for the past 10 to 14 days, according to Brett Rathbun, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Albany. Rathburn said, and I quote, "With the combination of it being that warm and that dry for so long, any little ignition source could call for some brush fires," end quote. Rotterdam, for instance, declared a water emergency this week with a ban on all outdoor water use through the weekend. Cooler temperatures and rain are forecast locally, and John Keimer, public information officer for the Westmere Fire Department, said, and I quote, "Hopefully brush season will end shortly," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul announced on June 2nd that 24 land banks across New York will receive nearly $26 million in funding to expand housing in the state. Hochul said, and I quote, "New York's land bank initiative has already allowed us to preserve, restore, and revitalize rundown properties across the state, and we are excited to be extending the opportunity this year. This program will empower local nonprofits, the people that know their communities best, to help increase home ownership while repairing the fabric of their neighborhoods," end quote. Hochul had wanted to expand affordable housing throughout New York in the state budget with a plan to add 800,000 units over the next 10 years that was shot down by the legislature. Officials are hoping the money for the land bank plan will help create or preserve 100,000 affordable homes in New York. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that Ulster County-based Assemblyperson Sarah Hannah Streshta has introduced legislation aimed at Central Hudson to strengthen accountability measures against alleged wrongdoings by utilities. The Democrat Socialist from his office wants consumer utility protections during investigations that would prohibit gas, electric, telecommunications, and water companies from charging late fees or terminating service when the utility is being investigated by the State Public Service Commission. Sresta said, and I quote, "It should not be up to them to decide when to suspend late fees when they are being investigated. We want to make sure this is guaranteed, and we also want to make sure that this is clearly communicated to the customers," end quote. Sresta says with the legislature soon winding down that the bills won't be taken up until January. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a slight chance of showers before 1 p.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, with the temperature high near 69 degrees and a northeast wind at around 8 miles per hour. And on Saturday night, partly cloudy, with the temperature low of around 47 degrees and a northeast wind at around 6 miles an hour, becoming light and variable after midnight. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 72 degrees. And on Sunday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 48 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia Counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Sandra of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
About the Campbell. Did you?
I got it.
Yeah. Campbell appeared. Bring minutes. Hitting him.
Hello there. Is that Eddie?
Hello! Who's that, Professor?
Yeah, man, what's happening there in England?
Oh, damn good to hear you, Helby. Nothing at all, save a boring bloody music on the radio. And you know how one loves one's black music.
You mean they're playing the same thing that they were playing
same,
5 years ago?
Same old thing, dear fellow.
Oh, shit. What so you ain't got no choice on the radio?
Well, no choice is no bloody choice, you know? So, what are you doing at the moment yourself, old fellow?
I've got some new stuff, man. I wanna bring it out. I wanna get it played over there. I think the people ought to hear it. You know?
What is it like? What is it exactly?
Well, you could call it what you like. I don't have a name for it, but it sounds something like this. Have a listen.
Number 10.
Next, we have 2023 new music from Hudson musician Stephen Blum. He's got a full album coming out later in the year, but so far in 2023, he has released this song called Easter from Hudson-based musician Stephen Blum on the WGXC.
Thank you.
I feel such gratitude, one, for the day that I was born, two, for the day that you were born, three, for the day that we met. God bless you, God keep you exactly the way that you are. Grow older and wiser, but stay exactly the way that you are. I feel the feeling of a million tiny cells whirring in unison. Exactly the way you are. Grow older and wiser, but stay exactly the way you are. I'm gracious to you. You're glorious to me, and I feel more feelings than my little heart can hold. God bless you. God keep you. God bless you. God keep you.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine, nine.
From his 2023 album Wronger, here is Hudson's Tommy Stinson with Here We Go Again.
One, two, three, four. Jumping off this roller coaster, let's find out where the exits are before we get any closer. Here we go again.
a new cool gun. I mean, it might stick a little longer. Stupid song, forget about buffoonery, copyright in perpetuity.
Thank you. 3 hours to wander, 3 hours to fall.
...2023 new music, 3 hours from John Parrish and Otis Harding on WGXC.
Number 7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
Nature electric, energetic vibrations.
from the 2023 album Lightning Dreamers. That was Future Shaman from Rob Mazurek and the Exploding Star Orchestra on WGXC.
Number
five.
Next, we have 2023 music from Deerhoof. Their album is called Miracle Level, and this song is called My Lovely Cat. Now here's 2023 new music from Boy Genius from their album The Record. This is Not Strong Enough.
number
three.
Here is 2013 new music from sometimes Hudson resident Michelle Nadicello. The song is called Vuma.
Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer fronts the Capital Region-based band Sky Pharaohs, and here is their 2023 new song. It's a cover of The Clean's Point That Thing Somewhere Else from the Dot Dash Mix Tape Volume 1. Here is Sky Pharaohs.
Baby, when you say you want me, I'm faint and know it's not.
number
one.
From the 2023 album Dreams in Splattered Lines, that is Wolf Eyes there with Radio Box on WGXC 90.7 FM.
I'm down for
2013 new music, Insane there from Aunt Clemens, Terrace Martin, Robert Glasper, and Kamisi Washington on WGXC 90.7 FM.